Hey, listeners, today we have a special bonus episode for you, and along with it, a free full episode activity guide. Both of these are provided for you by CTC Math. So before you listen, make sure to download and print that free guide that goes along with today's lesson. We are looking at some very special numbers and shapes in nature, and it will help very much to have that guide so you can see what I'm talking about. Download and print that guide at erinlynham.com/nattheo34 or at the link in today's show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author. And I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you.
We are all looking for adventure.
Have you ever played with Lego blocks? When my oldest son was about 8 years old, he was playing with a Lego base pad in the backseat of our car. And he said, "Hey, Mom, three rows of three make nine." He was seeing something called multiplication. In multiplication, you can add rows or groups of something, like the studs on a Lego block or base pad, to quickly add big numbers together. Now, my son had not yet learned multiplication in our math class, but he was seeing it right in front of him while playing with Legos. Did you know that just like with Legos, we can see numbers and patterns in nature? Today, we are going to learn about how God used math to create so many wonderful things in nature. This is a special bonus episode made possible for you by CTC Math, which my family uses for our math class. You see, math should be fun and interesting because, as we will learn today, it is an incredible piece of God's creation. CTC Math is an online math program that helps you learn, practice, master, and enjoy math. Today, we're exploring numbers and patterns and shapes, which are all things my kids have enjoyed learning about with CTC Math. Now, I know math isn't always easy, and I have certainly struggled with it. But the more we understand about all the wonderful numbers and shapes that God has made and how they work together, the more we can understand our Creator. In fact, if you want to be a scientist, maybe a biologist who studies living things, or a zoologist, or my favorite, an ornithologist who studies birds, or maybe an entomologist who studies insects, or a herpetologist who studies reptiles. You will need to have some important math skills, and CTC Math can help prepare you for that. Try CTC Math for free at ctcmath.com. So here's our trail map for today. We are going to learn about a very interesting man named Fibonacci and some very special numbers that he discovered. We will learn why shapes are important in nature and how do numbers, shapes, and patterns point us to God. But first, here's our trivia question. What animals or insects can do math? Now, there are several correct answers to this, so take a guess and see if you're correct at the end of today's episode. I want to share with you about a man who discovered some very important numbers in nature. But first, a big thank you to my dad, Alan, or I call him Dad, who first introduced me to this man and the numbers that he discovered. Thanks, Dad. This man's name was Leonardo da Pisa, but people called him Fibonacci. Fibonacci was a mathematician. Do you know what a mathematician is? It's someone who studies and uses math in their work. They are really experts at math. I am definitely not a mathematician, but I enjoy math more and more as I begin to see it all throughout nature. In the year 1202, so around 800 years ago, Fibonacci published a book called Liber Abaci, or A Book of Calculations, meaning math. In that book, Fibonacci wrote about a very interesting pattern of numbers that he had discovered. Do you know what a pattern is? A pattern is something like numbers or shapes that happen in a regular or repeated way. Let's try to make a pattern with shapes. I'm going to say a few shapes and I want you to guess which shape would come next. Are you ready? Circle, circle, square. Circle, circle, square. Circle, circle. What would come next? A square. That is a pattern. This is what my daughter, who is in kindergarten, has been practicing with CTC math. She can see different patterns with shapes or smiley faces and decide what goes next in that pattern. Patterns can also build, like with skip counting. See if you can skip count by twos with me. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. This is skip counting by twos and is a pattern of numbers that builds. But wait, what does any of this have to do with nature? Well, Fibonacci loved finding patterns, and he discovered a very special number pattern called the Fibonacci sequence.
Wow, that's really amazing.
I'm going to explain to you how this number pattern works, but it can be a bit tricky to picture in your mind. So make sure to download the free activity guide to see what I'm talking about. Okay, are you ready? Listen closely.
Shh. Listen.
In Fibonacci's sequence, each number in the pattern comes from adding the two numbers before it. So we begin with 0 plus 1. What is 0 plus 1? 1. So now in our sequence, we have 0, 1, 1. Because 0 plus 1 equals 1. So now the last two numbers in our sequence are 1 and 1. Let's add those together. What is 1 plus 1? 2. So now our number sequence is 0, 1, 1, 2. The last two numbers in the sequence are now 1 and 2. Let's add those. What is 1 plus 2? 3. So now our number sequence is 0, 1, 1, 2, 3. And what are the last two numbers? 2 and 3. Let's add those together. What is 2 plus 3? 5. Okay, so now our number sequence is 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5. Now these are pretty small numbers, but this sequence or pattern continues forever. It does not have an end. We can see Fibonacci numbers, which are the numbers in that special pattern, throughout nature. Here are some examples. 5 is a Fibonacci number, and many flowers have 5 petals. This includes buttercup flowers, geraniums, pansies, apple, pear, cherry, violets, and hibiscus. All of those plant flowers have 5 petals. Another example is pine needles. You see 1, 2, 3, and 5 are Fibonacci numbers. And pine needles from pine trees come in bunches of 1, 2, 3, or 5, depending on the species. Where I live in Colorado, I love counting pine needles on bunches when I'm walking through the forest. So I can walk up to a pine tree and count how many needles are connected together. If there are 2, I know it is a lodgepole pine tree. If there are 3, it is a ponderosa pine tree. And if there are five, it is a limber pine tree. You see, math can help us identify or learn what things are in nature. A third example of the Fibonacci numbers in nature are daisy flowers. There are lots of different kinds of daisy flowers, and different species of daisies have either 13 petals, 21, 34, 55, or 89, which are all Fibonacci numbers. Do you know what I love when I see these number patterns in nature? They remind me that God is consistent. Do you know what consistent means? Consistent means that something is unchanging or does not change. It remains the same over time. These consistent patterns in nature reflect their designer, God. And God is completely unchanging. He is always consistent. Malachi 3:6 says, "I, the Lord, do not change." And Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." When we see consistent patterns in nature, we can remember that our Creator God never changes. We can always count on Him. It's not only Fibonacci's numbers that are found throughout nature, but some very special shapes that we get from those numbers. Wait, shapes from numbers? Yes. Did you know that shapes are very important in math and nature? Geometry is the study of shapes and figures in math. You see, shapes are made from numbers, and the numbers in Fibonacci's special pattern can be used to create a special rectangle called the golden rectangle. The golden rectangle is a special rectangle shape that is made from Fibonacci's number sequence. The golden rectangle acts almost like a map, and on that map, we can see a very special spiral shape. Think of it like a dot to dot, and reference your activity guide if you can't quite picture it. Have you ever done a dot to dot where you draw lines from one dot to another to make shapes? Well, we can draw a line to create a perfect spiral. And that spiral is found all throughout nature. Fibonacci's numbers are also used to create another special shape in nature, a curve. Again, you can see all of this with the free episode activity guide. What's important to remember is that this special spiral and curve are found all throughout nature. Can you think of some spirals in nature? Maybe with seashells or hurricanes, ammonite fossils, or a chameleon's tail or a seahorse's tail, or a curled up fern plant, or in the horns of bighorn sheep. What about curves in nature? Can you think of anything in creation that curves? Maybe bird talons, like on an eagle or owl, or tusks on an elephant, or bird beaks, or if you have a pet cat, their claws probably curve, right? Or in a hippo's massive teeth. Spirals and curves are found in things as tiny as seeds on a flower head and as big as galaxies in the universe. In the beautiful spirals and curves, we can see pattern and order. It all points to an incredible designer and artist with special style. I want you to think about a collection of beautiful paintings. Maybe from a famous painter, or maybe your own collection of art. If you look at all the individual paintings from an artist, you will notice a certain style. Maybe they like using specific color palettes, or brush strokes, or textures. This is called the artist's style. And God has an artist's style also. We can see God's style in the numbers and shapes that He designed into nature, like with the Fibonacci sequence and the spiral and curve made from those numbers. Every time we see a spiral or curve in nature, we can think of God creating beautiful things in His signature style. And remember, when we see patterns in nature, we can understand that nature is not all random. It has an order. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace. We can see this beautifully in the things that He has made. Nature is not random or confusing or chaotic. Instead, it has beautiful order and reason and patterns. Colossians 1:16-17 tells us, For in Him, that is Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him, all things hold together. You see, God designed the universe and all the wonderful things in it using math, including numbers and shapes. And He holds all things together using incredible math. Think about this. When you see a beautiful painting with careful brush strokes and well-chosen colors, do you think that painting came to be by itself? No, of course not. There was a painter. And when you see a very cool building with lots of angles and windows and shapes, did it build itself? No, there was an architect and a designer and a builder. What about when you see an airplane? Did the airplane just design itself? No, there were original inventors. The same is true when we see these special numbers and patterns and shapes in nature. They show us that there is a designer, and He is our wonderful creator, God. Do you remember our trivia question? What animals or insects can do math? Scientists believe and have good evidence that some creatures understand number patterns and basic math like adding and subtracting. These creatures include chimpanzees, ravens, spiders, and bees. Now, there are likely many more creatures that understand numbers and math. So if you had a different answer, I want to challenge you to do some research and see if you can find out if your creature can do math. Now it's your turn to explore. And listeners, for today's lesson, I want to give you several fun ways that you can explore math in nature. All of these activities are included in your free episode activity guide provided by CTC Math. So be sure to download and print that guide for these activities. Here are four ways to explore math in nature. 1. Bird counting. Count the birds in your own yard. Put out bird seed and count how many birds come to your feeder within 10 minutes. You can even turn this into a fun research project by trying different types of bird seed over several days, or counting birds during the same time frame a few days in a row. 2. Bird flock estimating. Estimating is a math skill we use to make a good guess at a large number. Practice recognizing number groups and estimating by counting birds as they fly in a flock over your head or land as a flock in a tree. I have done this while participating in important bird counts in our state. I was in charge of counting bird species in an area of our town. When I saw a very large number of red-winged blackbirds in a tree, I used the math skills of skip counting by twos and estimating group size to count 296 red-winged blackbirds. I used the same math skills to count 174 Canada geese. If you see a flock of birds, start at one end of the flock and count by twos. And don't worry about getting the number perfect, especially if it's a very large flock. But instead, estimate or make a good guess. 3. Insect multiplication. Insects, such as flies, bees, and beetles, including ladybugs, all have 6 legs. You can find a group of insects and multiply them by 6 legs. For instance, if you find four ladybugs, you can multiply four ladybugs by six legs each to get 24 legs. Fourth and finally, find Fibonacci spirals, curves, and numbers. Go on a hunt for spirals and curves in nature. Remember some of the examples that we learned about from Fibonacci's numbers. Now, this would be the most fun at a zoo, where you might be able to see the spiral of a chameleon's tail or a seahorse's tail or bighorn sheep horns, or the curve of a hippo's tooth or eagle talon. But you can also look for these shapes near your home, as well as Fibonacci numbers represented in pine needles and flower petals. Listeners, these skills of counting, estimating, multiplying, and understanding shapes are so important because they help us better understand God's designs. And these are all skills that you can learn and master, and CTC Math can help. I want to thank CTC Math for bringing you this special bonus episode and the free episode activity guide. You can try their math program for free for 1 week at ctcmath.com. Go log in and have some fun learning how to count and estimate and multiply, and then take those skills out into nature. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time as we explore more of God's wild and wonderful world. We are all looking for